Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Fantastic Four of Drag are back in action, featured in the Much Watch 2019 special, Drag Me Down the Aisle on TLC. The beloved drag queen star in the new outrageous TLC series, Dragnificent. The amazing, confident, style-forward drag queens help someone reimagine their appearance for a special day, transforming them into their best, most gorgeous, show-stopping self. The team of experts includes Alexis Michelle, a fan favorite from RuPaul's Drag Race, a high-energy drag superstar known for her gift of hair and makeup. She's glammed up hundreds of brides for the big day, called the bride's best friend. An actor-singer, she's toured the world, regular solo performances in New York City at Feinstein's 54 Below and Club Cumming. Drag queen extraordinaire Alexis Michelle, part of the team of experts on TLC's Dragnificent. Sneak peek, Sunday, April 19th, 11 p.m. Eastern Pacific, then moving to its regular night on Mondays, and she joins us on This Week in America. Alexis, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. Thanks so much for having me.
It is our pleasure, and I'm watching information on this. The trailer saying this is much more than a makeover. It's a transformation extravaganza. Talk about this, because this isn't your normal makeover show, is it?
Yes, I'm so glad you said that, Rick. You know, you've seen lots of makeover shows. Lord knows I have.
Yes.
And what makes this show different is, yes, we do a lot of the same things that you've seen on makeover shows, which involve hair, makeup, outfit. But I think our approach is different because we know that drag for us has been a tool to make us feel confident and feel powerful from within. And I think that's what makes this show so transformative, is you can take a makeover off, but a transformation can really last a lifetime. And we've heard from the women that we met this season that their lives are changed forever. So this is not your average makeover show. This is about changing your life.
What's interesting, you talked about the channeling the essence of who you are inside, not just outside, but inside. Is that something which you often overlook? We're worried about external appearances, what people are going to see, rather than who we are and being comfortable with ourselves. Is that a big problem of this whole process?
You know, I think we're such a visual society,
yes,
and our technology, the fact that we always have a screen that we're looking at is part of that problem. We're so visually focused, and so it's easy to focus on the visual elements of life. And when it comes to how we present ourselves, we focus primarily on how we visually,
yes,
are representing ourselves. And hey, you know what? I'm a hair and makeup artist as well as a performer. So I appreciate the value of looking good. It helps you put your best foot forward. But I think that right there is the key word to focus on, is that doing that helps you put your best foot forward. And it's really just about empowering yourself and finding your own confidence so that you can move through the world with confidence and ease and power even. And, you know, that's really what we were able to do on this season of Dragnificent, was celebrate the power that these women have.
The team is back together again. I mentioned the special, TLC special, that did so well, well-received around the country, back now for the series Dragnificent. Talk about the experts. These are not just famous drag queens. You're all experts in particular areas, aren't you? You all bring a different expertise to the program.
Yeah. Well, you know, TV audiences will recognize us from our experience on Drag Race. We're all Drag Race alums.
Yes.
And interestingly, we all have unique talents. So Thorgy is bringing her classical music expertise to entertainment and to party. And Bibi has been planning events for 10 years and is an expert in event decor. Jujubee is bringing her incredible fashion sense, which is so empowering to women. And of course, I'm here to support women with a healthy body image and the tools of hair and makeup, which are just sort of the icing on the cake, but can really make you feel something different, you know, even though,
yes,
as I said, it's about an external, it's about feeling it. And so these are all of the the areas of expertise that we're able to bring to enrich people's lives.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the situations you face. I think in the sneak preview, we're going to see Corinne. She's a wrestler getting ready for her wedding day. Talk about some of the different situations we're going to see. And Corinne in particular, you would think she's a wrestler. She's performing in front of a lot of people. She would have it all together, but not necessarily the case, is it?
You know, Corinne is the perfect person to talk about as it relates to drag, because I'll tell you, I've done a lot of weddings and I never met a wrestling bride. And the thing about Corinne is she has tremendous, tremendous self-confidence in the ring. And what we needed to help her find was that she didn't need to be in the ring to tap into that confidence and to feel like herself and to feel comfortable in her own skin. And that's where the parallel of drag and anybody's life really connect, is that for us, drag is a tool that helps us feel comfortable in our own skin. And so we were able to show Corinne, and I think you'll see when you watch the show, that the confidence that she's found, the comfort that she's found in dressing up and putting on a character when she's in the ring, that's something that you can take with you on an event like your wedding day. Even though you're not in quotes, costume,
yes,
you can still feel the power that you feel in your performance persona in your everyday to day life, even if it happens to be your wedding day.
I've got a couple minutes left in the program. I saw in an interview once, you said drag is not about becoming a different person. Is that why you have become so successful, the others on Dragnificent successful as well? Because you're not playing a part. You've figured out how to tap into what makes you happy, that inner self, and you're not a different person.
You know, I'm so glad you said that. It's certainly true for me and my drag, and I believe it's true for my sisters too, which is that it's not about putting on a mask. It's actually about tapping into your authentic self. And in many cases, certainly in my case, there were parts of myself that I wasn't fully comfortable with and that I thought I might even be ashamed of. And drag has been this tool to help me get on board with myself. And in my case, it really saved me. Drag saved me. I was at a very low point in life, and putting on all of the hair and the hairspray and the glitter was a distraction, but it was the thing that brought me around to being able to celebrate the parts of myself that make me me. And I think that that's true for many drag artists, and I think it's true of my incredible co-stars, BB and Thorgy and Jujubee.
I got about 30 seconds left here. When someone says on the program, "This is the most beautiful I have ever felt in my life," what does that feel like for you to hear that? Judging from what you just said, you're almost, I'm thinking you're feeling like maybe I've saved somebody else as well.
It's a very proud feeling, but it's a grateful and humbling feeling. If we can pass on even an ounce of what we've found in our lives by way of drag, then that's what we're all about, and that's what we're here to do. And I'm glad that that's what people are going to get to see on Dragnificent.
Alexis Michelle, one of the drag superstars, experts on Dragnificent, part of the team of experts, TLC's series, sneak peek Sunday, April 19th at 11 Eastern Pacific, then moving to its regular night on Mondays. Alexis, thank you so much for joining us on the program. We'll be watching. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Rick.
It is our pleasure. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.